You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to December. Welcome to December on TPC. It is Christmas time this Saturday evening, December the 3rd. James Edwards and Keith Alexander, he's back after a Thanksgiving break hiatus last week. Keith, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Feel good. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back. And how about last week's show, by the way? Not too bad for a Thanksgiving weekend installment. Representative Steve King, Peter Brimelow, Lawrence Blanchard.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
You told me we got to watch out. We're going to be semi-respectable if we don't.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, yeah. See, but we're getting a reputation. We're semi-respectable. We're kind of like a prostitute in church, I guess. It was a form.
Well, anyway, we'll work on that. But no, ladies and gentlemen, it is a very special time of year, and we are getting into the thick of it now with it being December. We have a great month of programming coming your way, and that will put the wraps on another year of broadcasting together. But let's not look too far ahead yet. Still four great shows coming your way in December, and we're going to get started on it right now. I guess we'll start on the story that everybody is talking about this week, and that is the story of Kanye West's appearance on the Alex Jones Show a couple of days ago. But really, it started before that, when Kanye West, along with Nick Fuentes and Milo Yiannopoulos, went and did their version of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago. And that had actually taken place, that little thing had happened before our show last week, and we mentioned it briefly. Peter Brimelow commented on it briefly last week, but since then it's really just blown up, or the media's manipulation of the event has really taken off to a next level. I mean, of course, the media can always manipulate a news cycle, but never have I ever seen what to me was a non-story, that being the dinner party at Mar-a-Lago, turn into a full week's worth of news cycles.
It's almost as bad as turning January the 6th into an insurrection.
That's right. It's on par with it. Yeah, there's some similarities there. But then it all went nuclear when Kanye West went on the Alex Jones Show. So we're going to talk about all of that. Now, my first take on the situation with Mar-a-Lago. Now, if you don't know what was happening there, if you missed it somehow, and it was a holiday week last week, so you never know. Kanye West had an invitation to eat dinner with Donald Trump, I think a day or two before Thanksgiving. And he brought along, I believe, Milo, certainly Nick Fuentes, and they weren't on the guest list. But because Kanye West is a media mogul and a friend of Trump's, security just kind of waved them past, no big deal. They didn't go through the typical checkpoints and things like that.
I don't think the checkers nor Trump had any idea of.
No, they didn't. We know that
Nick
they didn't.
Nick and Milo's antecedents.
We got to turn you up a little bit. No, they didn't. He didn't, and I believe that he didn't, and that Kanye West had basically said that Trump deferred to him. They were going to eat privately, and they said, hey, well, do you want your friends to join us? And Yee said, yes, let's do it, and so they were all there. Now, my first take on all of this was I was glad that the criminally corrupt and dishonest media appearing to lose the power to decide who can speak to one another. And the controlled media was absolutely incensed because Trump had dinner with people that they hate. And they used lots of scary adjectives to describe the story. But of course.
But then again, since they hate Trump so much, why wouldn't he associate with other people that they hate?
That's a good question. Of course, all would have been fine if he had just eaten with people who champion the causes of the media, such as child genital mutilation, for instance. Now, again, anytime you read an article like this, any of those articles you might have read about this dinner meeting, you gotta use my handy media to English dictionary. A racist is a white person. A white supremacist is a white person who doesn't hate themselves. An anti-Semite is a Gentile, and a neo-Nazi is a Gentile who publicly disagrees with a Jewish person. Now, if you apply those definitions, these stories make a lot more sense. But then, after it reached such a fever pitch, Trump started to, he didn't denounce the people, but he did sort of walk it back a little bit. And look, you got to know, and he does know this, and he's been good at it, but he kind of wavered a little bit in the light of this media storm. Never apologize. Never explain.
Well, the only time he has apologized or explained is when there's a right-wing person involved. I remember vaguely back in 2016, I believe it was, or 2015, when he gave a rally at Millington, Tennessee at the old Naval base, and then called you up or had his functionaries call you so that his son, Donald Trump Jr., could appear on the political cesspool. You weren't able to get it on the political cesspool. I think you got it on Sam Bushman's program. But nonetheless, the next day when all the flak started coming in his direction, they denounced.
Well, are some similarities. Yes, they wanted.
So, you know, a leopard doesn't change his spots. This is the one weakness he has. He will not stand up forthrightly when the left attacks the right.
They'll do a little bit of a backing
right
down, but they're not a full and outright denouncement. No, he didn't do that. But and there are some similarities.
He didn't do like Pat Buchanan, for example.
No, he didn't double down as strongly as Pat did. That's for sure. But the thing, yes, they booked for the political cesspool, but they wanted to come on a Tuesday. I only broadcast on Saturday, so rather than tape it, we decided to move it to Sam Bushman's show so it could be live, and I co-hosted that interview. That, you know, everybody knows that. But the take was that Nick Fuentes doesn't care about Trump or the millions who supported him because he selfishly undermined his campaign by doing this. He knew that his presence would mean fame for himself and for Trump in association with everything he has said that the media could take issue with. Okay, let's just say that was what was going on in their minds. So that goes back to what you were just mentioning, Keith, with the Trump campaign's association with this radio program. But had it been me or Jared Taylor or Peter Brimelow at that table, at some point, my belief is, whether it had been Nick Fuentes or anybody else, public figures are going to have to be able to speak with white advocates without fear of what journalists think about it. Now, that is my take on it. And where it sort of went sideways for me was when Milo was quoted by NBC as saying that he masterminded the idea to sneak Fuentes in to make life miserable for Trump. I don't appreciate bad faith stunts in the name of generating negative publicity. And the actual quote was by NBC News, Milo Yiannopoulos, a far-right commentator who's publicly criticized Trump, told NBC News that he had masterminded the plan and meeting and arranged it just to make Trump's life miserable. Now, Nick Fuentes pushed back on that a little bit. He said, no, that's not what we were trying to do. Who knows what they were thinking or if they were thinking at all? I don't know what was going on there, but I do have some more concerns and some more takes and some more thoughts on this before we transition a little bit later this hour into the Kanye West, Alex Jones interview. And yes, we're going to play some of those clips. The interview heard round the world. Boy, I've been around a long time. I have never seen anything. Yeah, that's the main course. I have never seen anything like that. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Welcome back, everybody, to TPC. We're talking about the big news story of the week, the big news story that the press manipulated to be the biggest news story of the week. And we were talking about before the break, if this was done in bad faith just to generate publicity for selfish reasons. I fear that if that was the case, and Milo did say that it was, Nick said that it was. And if you don't know, Milo is I don't even know how to describe him, but Nick Fuentes is a podcaster. That covers a lot of our issues in his own way.
Milo is a publicity-seeking gadfly. Let me help you with it.
I fear that efforts of more serious white advocates to gain the ear of similar influences may be negatively impacted by stunts. I abhor attention seekers who want publicity, no matter how negative and counterproductive, especially at a time such as this when people are working in good faith and making legitimate inroads by doing so. And so, of course, the media manufactured this into a national political crisis. That's absurd. But if you did truly go there with bad intentions, then that's on you. And as I said before, I want to reiterate, though, regardless, public officials are going to be going to have to meet with the people who actually vote for them and their representatives, people like us, at some point, without regard of what the media is going to say about it. But we have to be honorable, trustworthy, build bridges, do things the right way. Sneaking into a dinner meeting is not the way you do things. You either knew something like this could happen, you didn't care, or you didn't know, and that shows that you might lack good judgment. But if the idea is, look, if you want to prank a former president because he didn't do enough for us, I'm fine with that. Go pull a stunt on George W. Bush, you know? Go punk Bill Clinton. But if the goal is to outflank... Yeah, right. If the goal is to outflank Trump on the right, that's fine, too. Have Kanye do it without suckering him into a situation like this. You know, come on, the man opened up his home to you, and for whatever faults he has, that shouldn't be something that you take advantage of. And I, you know, a political novice like Kanye might not have known that this would have created such fallout, but I'm betting some of the other players there did know.
Well, you know, I doubt if either Donald Trump or Kanye really knew about Milo or Nick Fuentes. They probably didn't know them.
Well, Kanye certainly knows Nick. No, he does.
Well, he may know Nick, but on the other hand, I don't think Trump knew any of them from Adam's house cat. And see, this is what the media does, the mainstream media does. They try to pick somebody who is kind of nutsoid, and they're supposed to be the representative that everyone thinks of when you think of the right politically. They're not going to have James Edwards on. They're not going to have Jared Taylor. They're not going to have Peter Brimelow. They're not going to have Hunter Wallace. They're not going to have all sorts of people. They're not going to have Kevin McDonald. They want somebody that is, you know, just waiting to be lampooned. They, in fact, you don't have to try to put words in their mouth. They will come up with enough to open themselves up to ridicule. And that's what the mainstream media wants the general public to think that the right-wing, politically active people are about. They're crazy people like
Well, Ann Coulter had a very scathing take on this whole ordeal, and I thought that she was a little bit overly harsh in her assessment of Nick Fuentes,
for
instance.
I didn't think she was.
The point is valid. If you're doing thing, if you're seeking fame for the sake of having fame, this is my take on it. My experience versus this experience with regard back to our association with the Trump campaign in 2016. And, of course, that's one of the reasons you listen to this show, right, ladies and gentlemen? Because we've been there and done that. Whatever it is, we're likely to have experience dealing with a similar circumstance. Well, Keith, you laid out the facts of the situation. They solicited an interview for Donald Trump Jr. on this program after credentialing us and putting us up through Secret Service vetting to be inside the press pen. Now, I set the record straight on our program about what happened there, but I never granted any interviews that whole year because I saw immediately what was going on. They were trying to use us to damage Trump, and I didn't want to play into that. I didn't want to harm Trump because, of course, at that time, we thought Trump, and to an extent he was, certainly going to do some things that were going to help us. But I didn't want to be used by the media in a way that could damage him at that time because we are a collective. Of course, I'm a human. I want my work to be recognized and appreciated by others. Sure, I do. But ultimately, only if it's in service to a cause greater than ourselves. And if you really believe that, then publicity for the sake of having negative pieces written by the controlled press about you isn't something that you covet. So that's why, listen, I turned down no less than 100 interviews that year from all the big boys, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, NBC, you name it, all of them, and several of them, many of them, on multiple occasions.
Because you knew they were trying to turn you into a pinata.
Well, I don't care about that if it's for a greater cause, but they were trying to harm Trump, and I didn't want to play into that because I don't care about personal publicity. If me getting pinata helps the cause, then pinata me. But if it doesn't, then I'm not going to do it. And I didn't see how them, by me feeding into their attempts to damage Trump and his campaign to beat Hillary, was going to help our cause, so I stayed out of it. Whereas some of these other actors have gone and given interviews.
These other actors have the idea, it's an old-fashioned idea, that there's no such publicity as bad publicity.
But is it good for the cause? I mean, is it good for our people? If it is, give the interview. If it's not, don't give the interview. And
not good publicity. There is such a thing as bad publicity, and we do not want to harm the cause that we advocate for.
So, did Trump help awaken a lot of white people? Yes, he did. And is there a lot to find fault with in Trump? Yes, there is. Now, I want to say this about Nick Fuentes. He was a speaker at a conference that I helped organize in 2019. Say what you will about him, but I find the left's platform of child genital mutilation, the murdering of 9-month-old fetuses, and the great replacement much more reprehensible. I want to say this on the record, than anything Fuentes has said or done. And he has said some things that I disagree with. He's mocked white Southerners, for instance, and things like that. Trump's bad for inadvertently meeting with Fuentes. You know, was that as bad as killing a bunch of Iraqi children, which the entire Bush neocon family did and supported? And he asked Kanye West what he wanted to do in that situation. Kanye said, let him eat.
Well, look at Obama, for example. He allowed there to be this attack in Libya and the deposing of Gaddafi, who was, you know, in what has come about as a result of Gaddafi being toppled, a worse government, and a chaotic government, a place where they have open-air slave markets and selling white slaves and things. This is, you know, there's plenty to go after other presidents for, but as long as they're good card-carrying members of the left or the tamed opposition like George W. Bush, you're not going to see any of that come out. But on the other hand, the way that you know that Donald Trump struck a nerve is the way that they are constantly trying to set him up. They're relentless. They're like a dog with a bulldog with a bloody bone. They're just going to continue to come after Trump until they put him 6 feet under. It's just crazy. I mean, that figuratively, of course, but, you know, who knows what, you know, I do not think they're going to allow him to be the president. That's their mission.
Look, I don't care about that. If he can increase the polarization, if he can get us closer to separation, then he's playing the role that I want to see him play at this point. Now, again, going back to, you know, we had Ethan Ralph on the other day who broadcast with Nick Fuentes, and there's an age culture gap. I like Ethan. I like some of the things Nick says. I'm not virtue signaling or purity spiraling. I'm just offering my take on a national news story here. Issues we agree on, sure there are. But he pulls in a segment of the population that can't relate to me as a middle-aged man married with children, and so that's fine. And it's hard to relate to some of the things that they do as single guys in their early 20s. But I generally do have a somewhat poor opinion of younger people, not a lot of discipline. And sometimes being irreverent is good. Sometimes it can be too much. Sometimes you need to be serious. And you need to have that discernment to know when to be winning.
Putting self over service to the cause.
Well, anybody. I'm not singling out anybody here with that. But I'm very thankful for the people, I will say this, who gave me a chance when I was in my 20s, because I don't usually value things that I hear from someone 20 years younger than me. So for the people who gave me a shot when I was in my 20s, I accept that blessing and should offer, I guess, some of the same grace. But Trump should have criticized the media on this, manufacturing this national crisis out of a complete non-story. You know, this was one of the most incredible stories of 2020. It's getting one-tenth of the media coverage as this dinner meeting. That's the FTX Ponzi scheme, rampant inflation. They're not getting talked about because they want to talk about, they want to make the story about Nick sleeping in past security and sitting down with Trump, well, unbeknownst to him.
The big undercurrent of this story is how crazy anybody is that would dare to criticize Jewish power and influence in any way.
We're going to get into that next.
See, that's exactly what they, you know, that's why they brought this on. And they wanted to get the most clown-like comical commentary as they possibly could, so they could run that out and say, see, anybody that is critical at all of Jewish power and influence is some type of Looney Tune. He's a, you know, a loose cannon on the deck. Like, you know, the way, and they will give you the worst sound bites out. You know, they may have had dinner for 3 hours. There's probably 10 seconds or 30 seconds worth of stuff they could use to try to vilify anyone that would.
No, that's right. It didn't matter. It could have been any of our guests at that table. And the story, I said that to Jared Taylor this week, the story would have been exactly the same. The name would have changed. The subject of the person would have changed. But the story would have been exactly the same. It didn't matter who it was. And people, look, you got to get past that. You got to have, I break bread with people with different ideas.
Exposing,
we'll be right back.
Corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. men's soccer team is coming home after their defeat in the round of 16 at the World Cup in Qatar. They lost to the Netherlands 3-1 in the first stage of the knockout rounds. The team remains winless against European opponents, a record that goes back to 2002. The Americans beat Iran in the group stage finale to reach the knockout stage. The federal government is planning to end the public emergency for Mpox. Cases have plummeted in recent weeks, with just a handful of new infections being reported each week during November, considerably down from hundreds from over the summer at the height of the emergency that was declared earlier this year. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra said in a statement that the emergency is expected to end in January. The World Health Organization renamed monkeypox as Mpox last month, citing concerns that the original name could be construed as discriminatory or racist. Construction on a new nuclear power plant has begun in the southwestern part of Iran. The announcement over Iranian state television comes amid tensions between that country and the U.S. over sweeping sanctions imposed after Washington pulled out of the deal made between Iran and world powers. Iran is also dealing with nationwide anti-government protests following the death of a young woman in police custody. Unionized rail workers are not happy with what Washington did this week.
A coalition of railroad workers is calling recently passed legislation to avoid a potential strike despicable. The Railroad Workers United group said both Republicans and Democrats opted to side with big business over working people. The group criticized President Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for pushing through the agreement and called out Republicans for voting against providing workers 7 days of paid sick leave. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've bought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally...
All right, welcome back, everybody. Well, as we continue to cover the news of the week, a lot of comments coming in about our commentary on this. One commenter on Twitter writes, I'm no fan of Trump or Fuentes, but it's pretty remarkable that things have gone so far that Trump is interacting with Fuentes. And my response to that is, well, it would have been, absolutely, had it been done the right way and on the up and up and not a trick. Still, though, as I said before and as I've said twice now, a person has to be able, especially somebody in a position of power, you have to be able to have a discussion with another person without fear of what the media is going to say about it, especially when the media is your absolute enemy. It's ridiculous. Another comment from Twitter. The rules are that you're just not supposed to associate with anyone who talks about whites in a positive light. And Nick has done that, of course. We have to get past that or they will continue their unopposed scheming against us at every turn. I agree 100%, no doubt about it. Another comment from Twitter. The fact that people on the right will bend over backwards to denounce others over an unpopular view is what keeps them on their knees begging mainstream journalists to please forgive them of their sins. All absolutely spot on. You're a very smart audience. But now, as much news as that made for Kanye West, the dinner party only began in an eventful week for him. It ended with an appearance on the Alex Jones show a couple of days ago that everyone, and I mean everyone, is talking about. And let's just see if we can find, we're going to play a few of those clips over the course of the rest of this hour. Let's see if we can find one right here.
You're not a Nazi. You don't deserve to be called that and demonized.
Well, I see good things about Hitler also. I love everyone, and Jewish people are not going to tell me you can love you know, us, and you can love what we're doing to you with the contracts, and you can love what we're, you know, what we're pushing with the pornography. But this guy that invented highways, invented the very microphone that I use as a musician. You can't say out loud that this person ever did anything good, and I'm done with that. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table.
All right, so that is a former billionaire. We're going to talk with David Duke about this in the third hour. I thought, who would be the perfect guest to talk about this? Who is a man who knows what it's like to be in the shoes that Kanye West is wearing in terms of just intense media hatred? David Duke. And we're going to get his take on it. I talked with David earlier on the phone today, and we just had a great conversation. I said, we got to put this on the radio. He had some really good response to what's going on here. My first reaction in watching this Alex Jones interview, which was riveting, absolutely 3 hours. I've never watched a full Alex Jones show, reel to reel. I couldn't take my eyes off of it. It was something else. And I tell you, this guy's going to get Ezra pounded. I mean, he you know, if you know what I mean, I think St. Elizabeth is closed. But he said, this is another thing that he said in this interview, was just full of stuff like that. We're going to play some other clips. I don't like the word evil next to Nazis. I love Jewish people, but I also love Nazis. And Alex Jones, you know, tried to scurry to go to a commercial break. Then Kanye West said he has a message directly to the ADL. And his message was there were a lot of good Nazis who were fighting for their countries. Now, I have been around a long time. I've seen a lot. I've had a lot happen in my career. I've never seen anything like this. How I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in the office of the ADL that day. I mean, that was something. I mean, a multi-billionaire music mogul.
I wish I could have been under that mask that Kanye had on and answered those questions for him. But see, this is what is going on. It's, you know, what Alex Jones can go off the chain on Sandy Hook and things like that, but when it comes to, you know, the third rails, race and the Jewish question, he is as craven as any of them.
I mean, not as craven. I mean, he certainly wouldn't
let butter melt in his mouth with any. And the topic goes to Jewish question influence at all. I mean, he goes up in the fetal position. I will tell you
why he's not as craven, because he let Kanye West finish his interview. He didn't just kick him off the air, which is what they would have done. And yes, he pushed back.
He pushed back all the way and tried to say that nobody could even question the bona fides of Jewish power and influence without being a nut job. That was basically his message. I don't think it was that bad.
I don't think it was that bad. But I watched the whole thing. I don't think it was that bad.
He said that the only way you could like Nazis if you like their Hugo Boss style uniform.
Well, yeah, he didn't agree with him on what he was saying, but he let him say it, and he let him say it uninterrupted for the most part. Now, again, never seen anything like this. One of the biggest celebrities in the world with a direct line to a president has very seriously broken through the most taboo issue of our time, and in a big way. I mean, this guy has millions, tens of millions of followers, and this is the stuff that the gatekeepers desperately wanted to keep bottled up, and it's now spilling out. And the Google searches for Hitler and Nazis was just absolutely through the roof. People are going to be asking questions.
And you know
now
about the thing about the highways. What he was referring to is the Autobahn system.
He is correct about that, which our interstate highway system was based upon. He is absolutely right about that. Ethan Ralph, we mentioned him. He tweeted this out. Ethan Ralph was on the show a couple of weeks ago. I like Ethan. Ethan wrote on Twitter, "What other major figure has said the things Yay has said over the last 2 months? No one in our lifetime. Snarky comments mask that reality. No one with power and influence has stood up to Zionist power like this in over 70 years.
He's a modern Lindbergh.
Ramsey Paul, in response to this, all American politicians live in fear of a very small group going up against Hollywood, the media, and the banking system is a formidable task. I wish Kanye well. Our good friend Tim Murdoch, Horace the Avenger. If you think today was crazy, just wait. It's going to get even crazier. Imagine what 2023 is going to look like. You just look at all the stuff that's happened just this week. I mean, Elon Musk released Twitter's collusion in making sure that Joe Biden won today. I mean, that would be a huge news story in any other week that didn't have Kanye West on Alex Jones and the Guess Who's Coming to Dinner stunt down at Mar-a-Lago. Let's play another clip from this Alex Jones interview. There's so many to play. Let me see here. Let's try this one.
You know, it's like he had a really cool outfit and stuff, and he was a really good architect. And so
you're in love with the look of it.
And he didn't kill 6 million Jews. That's just like factually incorrect.
Did he throw the
proverbial turn the punch bowl in?
And Alex Jones obviously has a big audience, but it wasn't just contained to his audience. I mean, clearly this was shared to tens of millions of people through social media, and the entire national press went completely into berserker mode and apoplectic, and they shared all the quotes while they were denouncing Kanye West as a mentally ill. And they're going to call him mentally ill. They're going to call anybody who says this. If that had been Kevin McDonald on there, Kevin McDonald is obviously mentally ill. You're mentally ill if you disagree.
The bumper music needs to be, "They're coming to take me away. They're coming to take me away." That's what they're planning to do for him. In fact, his Jewish handler said that to him at one point, said, "If you persist, we're going to basically give you a chemical lobotomy and put you in some type of rest home for the rest of your life."
Yeah, and he brought that. Kanye West talked about that. And I'm going to ask David Duke, all right, we got to eat during the that thing is the most foil wrappers into a microphone. It's but it makes sure, I tell you what, if anybody was falling asleep driving, then we made it. But some people are saying, well, this is a psyop. This is obviously he's just being used. He's playing a role. David Duke had a great answer to that. I do not think that is the case. The best take I've read on this was written by Greg Johnson. If you haven't read it, go and read it. He was using a play on words from Barry Goldwater's old campaign slogan. You can find it at Countercurrents. "In your heart, you know Ye's right" is the name of the article. I retweeted it. It's really good. And so I would encourage you to check that out. It pretty much sums up my position. I some people that I love and respect and agree with on just about everything have said that this makes people who want to question. And of course, let's make no mistake about it. The Jewish power structure would like to make it illegal for you to disagree with them. Any criticism is equated to hate.
For all intents and purposes.
In a lot of the world, you're exactly right, Keith. But they want to make any disagreement, any sort of criticism, akin to hatred. And that's just not the case.
But the last thing in the world they want is a honest, fair, and candid conversation on the issues.
And some people have said that this makes people who believe that we need to shed a light on the corruption of the existing system, that Kanye makes them look silly. And it discredits the message. I don't think that that's the case. I mean, whites have had a wide awakening on racial issues in the last 7 years. We've given you all the stats and figures and polls to back that up. But there really hasn't been a lot of attention given to this particular issue. It's not like you have Mark Weber or Kevin McDonald or anybody like that going out there and really raising awareness of the issues. And so then they send in the clown to... And I'm not calling Kanye West a clown. I'm just saying that if that's what you think, they send him in to sort of derail it and make it all look silly. To the extent that anybody is talking about this right now in a major public way, it's because of Kanye West. And that's just my take on it.
Mark Weber, a very needed corrective.
Mark Weber put up on his Twitter for the IHR that the Jews, quote, the Jews, end quote, is trending all day, every day on social media this week. So I don't know. Who
would not be doing that without Kanye West?
That's right. We'll be right back.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
It wouldn't take me too long to find some doo-wop Christmas music now, did you, Keith?
Right, and also the Beach Boys and those four freshman harmonies that Brian Wilson liked so much.
All right, so more Twitter comments. It opens the door for people to have conversations and be braver to ask questions. Sure, anytime you have influencers doing that, that's going to be, well, that's why they're influencers, right?
And that's why the ADL is so determined to destroy him. They want people to see what will happen to you if you dare to speak truth to power.
And that's exactly what they're trying to do. And so that goes back again to, look, the optics of it all. Is it silly he was wearing a mask? Yeah, but I guess, you know, he's, what is he? I mean, he's a black rapper at the end of the day, but I do think that he is sincere and genuine, and I hate to have to say this every time we bring it up, but no, we're going to have to solve these problems ourselves.
Well, you know, part of it was a
but I'm not going to not accept the assist if somebody's going to be talking about things. I'm like, oh, it's invalid if he says it because he's wearing a mask or he's black.
Unfortunately, that's too much like too many people in the right. If it's not their idea and they're not getting in the spotlight for it, they want it destroyed. They want to vilify the person. We've got to stop this idea of having a circular firing squad on the right where we take pot shots at other people on the right.
That's right.
What I like about Kanye is that he brought it out and it's being talked about, like you said, trending number one on Facebook.
Oh, everywhere. And even all of the media mouthpieces can't resist it because of who he is. They have to try to stand in the vanguard and stop him. So this is definitely.
You know, Jewish Power and Influence created Kanye.
We're going to talk about that.
He was
with David.
Like Frankenstein's monster turning on its maker.
Well, that's exactly right. We're going to talk about that. But this is a good comment in from one of our dear friends out there who's listening, tuned in, driving right now on I-40. And she writes, people too afraid to say it and only want to talk about optics are the ones who want to criticize. I don't personally like looking up to black rappers, but I love truth, courage, self-sacrifice, and Christ, and Ye has them all. That's a good comment. And he certainly does appear to.
Who else would put billions of dollars on the roulette wheel at the
ain't that the truth?
The Wheel of Fortune, the media gambling casino, the way he did.
And knowing he was going to lose it. I think he knew that going in, and it was a sacrificial type of offering, and that makes it all the more. If you bumbled yourself into losing it, okay, that's still something, but he did it, I think, knowing what the risks were. Well, and because he obviously knows the power structure because, as you said, that's the ironic thing about it is that the same system that built him up and made him into a mogul and made him into this uber celebrity, and he saw how they worked, though, and was honest enough to say, hey, these people, and he said, hey, if I was just singing about gangbanging all day, I'd still have it all, but I serve a higher calling now, and so.
Well, it was a manly thing to do, and we need to acknowledge that. You know, that's.
I'm not gonna laugh at the mask or anything else that he did prior to this. I'm sure there's areas of disagreement. I'm sure he's said and done a lot of things throughout his life. I know he has that I disagree with, and those issues can stand. But right now, I mean, for God's sake, people, get out there and do it.
Well, look, let's make this clear. What are we
talking
about?
He said a lot of things
optics?
About morality and Christ that even Trump would never say. That's exactly right, our listener.
Well, his optics were he had a fishnet, and then he had a Yahoo Cola, and that was supposed to be Netanyahu that he was kind of channeling or whatnot.
Let's play a few more of these clips now that you bring it up, Keith. And another Twitter comment in right now. This just goes to show what we're talking about. One of my fairly tame coworkers asked me about Kanye on Alex Jones today. The spillage is real, and I really don't know how they intend to contain it. Maybe if they figure we're too busy starving and not being able to heat our homes this winter, we will all let it pass.
That's well, he's caught them in a trap because they've made a world, Jewish Power and Influence has made a world where a white person cannot criticize a black person without being subject to the charge of racism. Well, if they go after Kanye too hard, they are going to be the new racists. And, you know, that's a lose-lose situation for them. Other than that, they either shut up and let him say his piece, or they try to shut him up and censor him by calling him a racist. A black guy is a racist?
And let me tell you something. We'll find out exactly how much power the black community has because I've done – it's like I said a couple of weeks ago. I was defending Kanye West, and I put out a couple of tweets that went pretty viral. And I had all these blacks patting me on the back and telling me, you know, congratulations, thank you for being so brave. I'm like, what is this? We're friends now? So, I mean, on this issue, we can be. And we'll find out because a lot of – I did a deep dive into black social media. There's a lot of blacks asking a lot of questions that some people would rather them not be asking. We'll see. I got to play a couple of these clips, though.
He's a perfect messenger for the black community.
That's exactly right. Ramsey Paul says, this feels like Weimar Germany, the sexual degradation, economic collapse, lack of hope. Based on that, I guess I can understand why someone like Kanye can resonate with so many people. The elite should think about dialing things back a tad or they risk another mustache man. Let's do a couple of more clips of Kanye West on Alex Jones this week.
I don't think Hitler was a good guy. I get the Hugo Boss uniforms, amazing. But I mean, just because you're in love with the design, you're a designer. Can we just kind of say, like, you like the uniforms, but that's about it.
There's a lot of things that I love about Hitler. a lot of things.
He's just rubbing Alex Jones' nose in there.
To get out of it. Hang on, here's another one.
Alex said, I thought I was in trouble over Sandy Hook. This is nothing.
Here's another one.
Trying to be shocking with that.
I'm not trying to be shocking. I like Hitler. I do not. The Holocaust is not what happened. Let's look at the facts of that. And Hitler has a lot of redeeming qualities.
So tell us, you think.
All right, so I mean, it doesn't get much more.
You see, he never asked him, well, tell me about those redeeming qualities. No, he tries to shut him up and move to another topic. That's why I say that Alex Jones is a cuck. I've said that for a long time.
Now, hang on. Here we go. Here's another one. Well, I mean, okay, yeah, he's not our guy is not our guy. I mean, we have.
He certainly is not stupid enough not to know who is leading his persecution.
But Alex Jones is a millionaire. You don't become a millionaire by not playing the game a little bit. But he certainly says things we agree with too. I mean, look, no. I'm not defending him. I'm just saying, okay, to what degree of purity must a man, get to before he can be okay? I'm saying he's better than most people in the media.
Well, I tell you what, his theme song ought to be the Funky Chicken.
hang on. We got to play another clip here.
The most Nazi-like activities I've seen, and the Nazis, in my view, were thugs that shook people down, did a lot of really bad things.
But they did good things, too. We're going to stop dissing the Nazis all the time.
All right. Come on, Kanye. See, Kanye is a true believer in the First Amendment. Alex Jones, who is trying to defend himself as being this great First Amendment hero, has shown his true colors in this interview. I mean, he's trying to stuff the sock in the mouth of Kanye all the time.
We ain't done.
You're not a Nazi. You don't deserve to be called that and demonized.
Well, I see good things about Hitler also.
Hold on, I'm sorry. That's a clip that we were playing, and there's somebody that's talking behind it, and I didn't know they were going to be there, so I didn't see that guy there. That was on somebody else's stream. Well, anyway, I think you've got the gist of it, ladies and gentlemen, of the kind of let's just put it this way. You've got a gist there of the kind of comments that he was making for a full 3 hours on Alex Jones.
Kanye
and he was
scared.
Mainly brought on to tell the story that we were covering in the first part of this hour about the Guess Who's Coming to Dinner episode at Mar-a-Lago. He was brought on to talk about that and to talk about some other things, and I guess presumably him running for president or him saying that he's going to run for president and all of that. And then somehow, some way, Jones invoked the name of Hitler, and that just set Kanye off for the rest of the afternoon.
Kanye is brave, and Alex Jones is as cucked as they come. Let's just be honest about it.
I got to disagree with you there, my friend. As cucked as they've come, maybe cucked a little. I've seen people more cucked than Alex Jones, I can promise you. I'm just trying to be fair here.
Look, it's like I was rubbing my eyes to see if this was Mitt Romney instead.
But he knows. Yes, he knows. All right. Somebody asked me to play this. I got a couple of comments about this one. They said this was the money shot right here. So we'll play this. I think this is the time where Ye draws out the word here for as a point of emphasis.
He's just rubbing Alex Jones' nose
just,
in.
Let's just see here.
I don't think Hitler was a good guy. I get the Hugo Boss uniforms, amazing. But, I mean, just because you're in love with the design, you're a designer, can we just kind of say, like, you like the uniforms, but that's about it.
There's a lot of things that I love about Hitler. A lot of things.
Okay, so you got it now. You got the gist. You can watch the whole 3 hours. It's everywhere.
He is toying with Alex Jones. He's trying to tell Alex Jones, you know, be a man, okay? Stand up and say that you're a First Amendment. If you are going to portray yourself as some paragon of the First Amendment, stop trying to censor conversation.
Well, he let him have the conversation. He just basically said that,
he was doing it.
Well, he tried to tone him down. He tried to
to yank him in.
Well, he did try that.
And he said,
but
I am virtuous. You know, you think Jewish power and influence is going to give Alex Jones a pass? You think they're going to come in here and try to overturn those outrageous verdicts that were judgments made against him in those cases? Heck no. These people, it's like a Stalinist show trial. It doesn't matter. They can put you up on the stand like they did in the Stalinist show trials. You can tell them how much you love Comrade Stalin, how devoted you are to the revolution and whatnot. And they're just going to look at you and then they say, guilty. take him out and shoot him.
Okay? All right, all that's fine. But here's the thing when we're talking about this. Well, because everybody's talking about it. If you don't know what they're talking about, now you know. That's one reason we wanted to cover it. Now, I'm also interested to see, now you have this, Kanye West, Dave Chappelle, what he did on Saturday Night Live, Kyrie Irving. Where's this going? You know, that's the really thing that's the thing that's most interesting to me about this.
It's like a cancer, it's metastasizing.
It continues to level up, but it's going to be interesting to see what the other side does to knock these people down, and if they somehow, some way can continue, how they continue to up
Pandora's box has been opened.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back with our second hour next. Don't miss it.